For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, October the 28th. It's good to have you with us today. Two topics. We'll start first of all with Colin Laveau, who is with us from the Central Missouri Humane Society. Good to have you here, Colin.
Hey, it's always great to be here.
And you're talking about Whiskers and Wine?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Whiskers and Wine. We had our first one last year, and we're bringing it back for a second time this year.
This is a fundraiser for the
Humane
Society.
Yes, this is a fundraiser. It's going to be held at the University Club of MU next Tuesday, November 5th at 6 o'clock. So it's going to be kind of a gala. There's going to be a dinner. We're going to have a silent auction. And it was a blast last year, and we're really looking forward to bringing it back.
So how are you raising the money?
Well, funds will be raised from the ticket sales that we generate for the event, but also it's going to be generated from the silent auction. Luckily, we've had a great array of artists and local businesses that have donated to that, and we have some really wonderful packages.
Okay, how much money are you hoping that you'll come away with?
We're hoping to raise over $10,000 at this event.
Yeah, and that will go a long way to help little critters down at the shelter.
Absolutely. You know, a huge portion of our budget on a yearly basis is generated from fundraisers like this, nearly 40%.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really does go a long way towards supporting the furry residents we have down there at the shelter.
When we talk about that, you know, people need to remember how important it is to spay and neuter their pets.
Absolutely.
If every dog and cat spayed and neutered, there wouldn't be a need for organizations like the Humane Society.
Absolutely, and that's why we offer our low-cost spay-neuter clinic to low-income individuals here in the community. Aside from offering those low-income fees, you can also get vouchers if you're down and out from the Department of Public Health here in Columbia for free spays and neuters from the clinic.
Okay.
So really, there's no reason not to take advantage of
right.
that.
Right, and keep in mind that your new forever best friend is waiting for you right now at the Central Missouri Humane Society.
Yeah, there's a lot of them down there,
okay.
That's for sure.
And mark it on your calendar to help raise some funds next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, Whiskers and Wine at the U Club of MU.
How do they get tickets?
You can go to www.cmhspets.org, and there's information right on our homepage all about it.
Okay, Colin Laveau, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
And I hope Whiskers and Wine is a tremendous success.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we turn to two nice people who are with us today from MU Children's Hospital, and they are both passionate, very passionate about what we're going to talk about, the Children's Transport Service. And we have Judy Bilner, RN. Good to have you here, Judy. And Dr. John Pardalos.
Pardalos.
Dr. John Pardalos. Thank you, Dr. John. And you've been here since 1986. I should pronounce your name right.
That's right.
But Dr. Elizabeth James, we were hoping that she would be able to come today, but she was not.
Right.
But you're having a special event to honor this very special lady, correct?
Correct.
Tell me about it.
Well, back in 1973, back in 1971, she moved back to Columbia and started the NICU here at the University of Missouri. And after she started it, she started getting calls from people around the state. I had this sick baby. Can you come and get it? And so she started the transport team back in 1973. And she would go around and pick up kids from all over mid-Missouri and bring them back to the NICU and take care of them.
Yeah. Didn't she pick them up with the Highway Patrol? Didn't it start
yes.
with the Highway Patrol?
We used the Highway Patrol helicopter to fly around. But actually, she also, one of the pediatricians gave her a car, a little two-seater, and they took an isolette and retrofitted it so that it fit in the lighter and would keep electricity to keep the isolette warm. And so she'd get in this little two-seater and put the baby right next to her and drive and pick it up.
So
and put
she would do this herself?
Yes.
Now, that's a very special lady.
Yes, it is.
That's a very special lady that she would go out and do this herself. Yes. And right there taking care of that baby.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to honor her.
We're going to honor her, yes. And it celebrates 40 years. And we want to just show her our appreciation for all she did and then continue with taking care of our young children. And we actually transport from premature babies all the way up to 21 years of age.
Yeah. Now, you've been associated with this for many, many years, haven't
you? For 31 years.
And it's changed a great deal from when the first transport was.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you see changes coming still in the next year or so? That's a tough question.
That's a tough question.
Because you're cutting edge right now.
Technology is always changing. And just in my short career, you know, back in 1990, a little 28-weeker had a 50-50 chance of surviving. And now a little 24-weeker has a 50-50 chance of surviving. And that same 28-weeker has a 90% chance of surviving.
Tell me about the youngest baby, the smallest baby. You were telling me before we came on the air.
At our NICU, the smallest baby to survive and go home only weighed 15 and a half ounces at birth. He kind of fell out in the shower when mommy was taking a shower, and the nurses grabbed the baby and ran it into the NICU. And
Oh my goodness.
We took care of him for almost 6 months in the nursery, and he went home, and I haven't seen him since he's been seven, but as a seven-year-old, he was a normal, active little second grader running around, very hyperactive. He wore glasses because he was born so early, but outside of that, you couldn't tell that he was a preemie.
How many months when he was born?
He was only a 22 and 5/7 weeker. Oh, and so normal pregnancy is 40 weeks.
Right.
So he had less than a 5% chance of making it.
So if it had not been for the neonatal unit, that little boy would not be alive today.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And all of that goes back with Dr. James many years ago.
Yep.
If people want more information about this, what can they do? Can they come to this celebration for Dr. James? Is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. It's going to be held at Women's and Children's on November 11th.
Women's and Children's Hospital.
That's in the main lobby.
On Keene Street.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
At what time?
10:30.
Starts at 10:30.
In the morning?
Yes.
Okay. And they can just show up?
Yes.
You don't have to buy tickets?
No. Nope.
And how long will it last?
We plan to have it going on until about 1 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds very nice. If people would like to have more information on any of this that we have talked about, is there a place they can go to the website and read some heartwarming stories?
Well, we haven't devised that just yet, but we can get
that information. Should.
We definitely should. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for coming by. My goodness, just a story that you told about the little baby just now. Stories like that would be fascinating to read. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Ronald McDonald House Charities and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director today is Sifun Oyong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email if there's something you'd like to hear or see. I'd love to hear from you. It's pepperp@missouri.edu.